This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but it's going to be another boffo weekend at the box office. Ted 2, Jurassic World, and Inside Out are each expected to pull in another $50 million or more. And for those last two, it will be, as I said, another $50 million on top of the multi-millions they've already brought in. So, pity the poor movie studio that's trying to compete with these mega hits, right? Or actually, no, don't bother, because as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, summer blockbusters have created their own kind of sharing economy.
It's easy to understand how the monster success of Jurassic World is good for Universal, and how Pixar and its parent Disney must be feeling right now about Inside Out.
This is joy.
But it turns out a big movie can also inspire joy in the theater next door. Phil Contrino is the chief analyst for BoxOffice.com.
There are plenty of examples historically where a movie was so massive and the industry was, you know, kind of afraid that, oh, that's going to mean that other movies aren't going to perform well, but the exact opposite happened.
He says movies like Avatar, Frozen, and now Jurassic World have all had a halo effect.
Movies are a product just like anything else, and if customers walk away happy and satisfied with the experience, they're more prone to come back again.
Tom Noonan thinks there's another reason movie going begets movie going. He's a producer and a professor at UCLA's School of Theater, Film, and Television.
What happens, as you probably are aware as a consumer, is sometimes your movie's sold out.
So you check the time, check with your partner, and you go see something else.
Big movies always create more box office all the way around.
Smart marketers, he says, take advantage of that.
They'll own the fact that there are other movies that you can see out there that are really fun and big and exciting, and we just are going to have a sense of humor about it and try to entice you to see us too.
Melissa McCarthy, a lush green park, maybe spying on dinosaurs? I'd see that. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.